Our business news begins with more executives using email. There's been a dramatic shift in how people communicate just over the last 5 years, especially in corporate America. A new study suggests that executives who used to telephone or hold face-to-face meetings are now using emails to an extraordinary degree. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
More than 70% of the executives interviewed said that email was their number one choice for communicating at work. In contrast, just 27% of the executives said email was their top choice 5 years ago. The survey of 150 executives from major companies was conducted for Office Team, a worldwide staffing agency. Diana Domeyer is Office Team's executive director.
Although our survey shows that email communication is much more prevalent, it's not always appropriate in every situation. And thus, there's a lot of discussion in the workplace about email etiquette and what types of situations to use email for and which not to.
Workplace experts suggest that because email grew up so quickly, conventions and rules for how and when to use it haven't caught up. With email, you can't see other people's faces or hear them speak. The body language and subtle voice cues are lost, so is nuance and sometimes the message itself. Domeyer says all too often managers use it when they shouldn't.
And they find themselves needing to either cushion their language or use emoticons, smiley faces, all capital letters to express, you know, extreme emotion. And our guidance would be, you know, in those situations, it's probably best to either pick up the phone and talk to someone or reach out to them in person.
But even when email is used appropriately, there are costs as well as benefits to doing so, suggests Peter Capelli, professor of management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He says while email allows you to work away from the office more easily, you have to stay connected to your machine. And, says Capelli, some of the more creative aspects of a give-and-take conversation don't take place when interactions are reduced to text on a screen.
The information conveyed becomes much more formal. You're much more careful about what you say. You're much more circumspect about it. You're much less likely to have kind of informal conversations that might lead in some unusual way. It's probably harder to develop friendships and social relationships if you're dealing with people just on email.
On the other hand, email communications are fast, often efficient, can eliminate ambiguity, and provide for a full record of decision-making. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.